சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம் சத்குருஜனநாரவிந்தாப்யாம் நமஹ. பிரம்மசூத்ராஸ் சாப்டர் 2 4th பாதா 1st அதிகரணம் பிராணோத்பத்தி அதிகரணம். ததா பிராணாஹ கௌண்யசம்பவாத் தத் ப்ராக்ஷ்ருதேஸ்ச தத் பூர்வகத்வாத் வாசஹ. சப்தகத்தி அதிகரணம் சப்தகதேஹ விசேஷிதத்வாச்ச ஹஸ்தாதயஸ்து ஸ்திதேஹ அதோ நைவம். பிராணானுத்வாதிகரணம் அணவஸ்ச பிராணஸ்ரேஷ்ட்யாதிகரணம் ஸ்ரேஷ்ட்யஸ்ச. தி முக்கிய பிராணா இஸ் பீயிங் கேரக்டரைஸ்ட் ஹியர். ஸ்ரேஷ்டஸ்ச இஸ் தி 8th சூத்ரா ஆஃப் தி 4th பாதா செகண்ட் சாப்டர் 277th ரன்னிங் பிரம்மசூத்ரா. திஸ் வி ஆர் அபவுட் ஹாஃப் 555 சூத்ராஸ் 277. அண்ட் இன் திஸ் அதிகரணம் லெட் அஸ் டூ தி இன்ட்ரொடக்ஷன் ஜெனரல் இன்ட்ரொடக்ஷன் டு திஸ் அதிகரணம். இன் திஸ் அதிகரணம் வியாசாச்சாரியா கம்ஸ் டு தி முக்கிய பிராண. இன் த ப்ரீவியஸ் 3 அதிகரணம் வி டெல்ட் வித் கௌண பிராணா தி சென்ஸ் ஆர்கன்ஸ். அண்ட் நவ் ஹி கம்ஸ் டு தி மெயின் மீனிங் ஆஃப் தி பிராண. And that is why he has used the expression Shreshtaha. And this can be called Shreshta or Mukhya Prana Adhikaranam. And here also Vyasacharya deals with Prana's origination, Utpatti, the number, Sankhya, and its nature, whether visible or invisible, those kinds of attributes. And we have 3 stages here also, namely the Purvapakshimatam, Ekadeshimatam, and Siddhanta. And the Purvapakshi finds seeming contradiction in 2 Shruti statements regarding the origination of Mukhya Prana, the life in general, or the physiological system. And one is from the Mundaka Upanishad quotation, we have seen this earlier also, which says that Prana is born. Etasma jayate pranaha manaha sarvendriyani cha kham vayu jyotirapa prithivi vishvasya dharini. It is the second mundaka, first section, 3rd mantra. And another statement says prana existed even before creation along with Brahman. That is a mantra from Rigveda. This is called the Nasadhiya Suktam. Na mrityuhu asit amrittam na tarhi na ratriyam anna asit praketaha anidavatam swadaya tadekam. This is the actual statement that is going to be discussed today. Anidavatam swadhayata dekam tasmadhanyanna paraha kinchanasa. There is one sentence in the suktam, as I told, anidavatam swadhaya tadekam. In this statement, the most important word is anid. Anid means brahmaji, breathe or exhaled. Anid means to breathe. And from this root only, apana, udana, prana, all those prana, those words came. And ana means to breathe live, which refers to inhalation, exhalation. And it means before creation, nothing was there and only Brahman was breathing. Before creation, nothing was there, only Brahman was breathing. One was Brahman, he was breathing, and Brahman was alive and breathing. And because of the breathing by Brahman before creation, it is concluded that prana was there before creation. Otherwise, how he can breathe? So swadhaya means mayaya. Therefore, prana was also there before creation. So Brahman, maya, and prana, all 3 were there before creation. And since prana already existed, there is no question of prana taking birth. Where is the question of creation? Because prana already existed before creation along with Brahman. Hence it is Shruti Virodaha. Therefore, there is no need to study Brahma Sutra, is Purvapakshi's contention. Then the Ekadeshi, he comes and he says that prana is eternal only because Brahman has to be alive. And it is clearly said that Brahman was breathing before creation, and therefore prana is nityaha. Prana should have been there. And what about the other Shruti Vakyam about Prana Utpatti? We saw many of them. It is only secondary or Gauni Utpatti, and do not take it seriously. It is only figurative, secondary Utpatti only. Visishta Advaitins and Dvaitins, they would say, do not take Tattvamasi seriously. For Advaitins, he wants only one statement, that is Tattvamasi. So the whole Bhagavad Gita is only an explanation of Tattvamasi. All Vedic interpreters, they face the problems and focusing differences. Lot of differences come, and therefore they say, forget the Utpatti Vakyam, origination Vakyam of Prana. And Siddhanta says that you should take Utpatti Vakyam alone seriously. Now let us do the general analysis of this sutra. Here, Vyasacharya says, Mukhya Pranaha Jayate. That is the essence of this sutra. Now let us see the word analysis. Sreshtaha cha. The primary prana also, the Mukhya Prana also, Sreshtaha cha. But we have to supply originates from Brahman. We have to supply these words, originates from Brahman. This is the word meaning. Now we will see the significance of the words. Shreshtaha means Mukhya or primary prana, which is only one. There is only one Shreshta prana, Mukhya prana. Just as Antakaranam is one with four different functions. We know Manas, Buddhi, Chitta, Ahankara, four different functions, but only one Antakaranam. So also prana is only one, but there are five functions. Prana, apana, vyana, udana, samana. So cha jayate, prana is also born. Like sense organs. This also means it also is born like the sense organs. And Vyasacharya does not give reason and does not also refute Ekadesi or Purvapakshi himself. But Shankaracharya says, we have to take prana is born because majority of Shruti Vakyams, they talk of prana utpatti. Brahman breathe is a rare expression occurring somewhere. But generally, there are several Shruti Vakyas, they talk about origination of prana. Therefore, accept our view. That is Shankaracharya's contention. Eka vijnanena sarva vijnanam iti pratigya. That is a pratigya. So this is possible only if Brahman alone is eka karana. Brahman alone is the only cause and everything is karyam. Then only karana vijnanena karya vijnanam is possible. We have seen this all in great detail when we discuss these mantras. So prana will not be karyam of Brahman. If prana is not Brahma karyam, then Brahma vijnanena prana vijnanam na bhavati. So Upanishad tells in the beginning itself, eka vijnanena sarva vijnanam, that sarva includes prana also, and that is possible only if prana is born. And the third argument is, if prana is there in addition to Brahman, then there will be dvaitam. There will be two entities, prana and Brahman. Therefore, we have to take pranasya utpatti alone. It cannot have coexisted along with Brahman. Then how to reconcile with the Rigveda mantra that Brahman breathed even before the origination of the world? There, the word breathed means only it is existed, not breathe means it prana existed. A live person alone breathes, and therefore it is an idiomatic expression to say Brahman existed, and it does not mean Brahman was breathing prana. These are all things which can be very intriguing to us. Brahman existed does not mean Brahman was breathing prana. Ani means breathed prana. That alone is the objection from Purvapakshi. For this, the Siddhanti says, we do not twist, but you only ask the question with focus. You don't just casually ask. Focus the question. What the statement says, anid, and there is another word also, avatam. Anid and avatam both are there. That is the most important word. And vatam means vayuhu or prana. So prana rahitam brahma anid. And therefore, the verb ani should not be taken in conventional sense. And therefore, Brahman was without prana and prana was born later. So Brahman was, he existed without prana first and then prana was born later. This is clearly stated in another place also. Brahman does not have prana at all. In Mundaka Upanishad, in the second Mundaka, first section, second mantra, Divyohya Murta Purushaha Sa Bahya Abhyantaro Hyajaha Apranohi Amanaha Shubrohi Aksharat Parataparaha. Brahman breathed without prana means what? Brahman existed without prana. And from that Brahman which existed before, prana was born later. So our conclusion is that prana apijayate, it is also born. So this prana upasana is prescribed both in Chandogya Upanishad and Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. We have seen that. And Jyeshtasya Shrestasya upasana is prescribed in both Brihadaranyaka and Chandogya also. And with this Shrestha prana adhikaranam is also over. Now let us go to the fifth adhikaranam. Vayukriya adhikaranam. Now Vayukriya Pridak Upadeshat, that is a sutra. Na vayu kriye prithak upadeshat, 9th sutra, 4th section, 2nd chapter, 278th running Brahma Sutra. So the nature of the mukhya prana is discussed in this sutra. And first let us do a general introduction to this adhikaranam with 4 sutras. Previously, while discussing prana, which was called indriyam or karanam, we mentioned that there are 11 karanams in number. And what are those? 5 Jnanendriyas, 5 Karmendriyas, and 1 Antakarana. And in these 11 Karanams, we did not include Prana at all. From this we come to know that Prana doesn't come under Karanams. Thus Prana doesn't come under Karta also. As Karta is defined as Chetanaha, sentient, and Swatantaraha, independent one. Prana cannot come under Karta because it is neither independent nor Chetanam. Prana does not come under instrument of transaction, nor it comes under the subject or Karta that uses the indriyams. So Prana is not an object or part of the world also. It is not the field of interaction, nor it is the objective world also, because Prana is where? It is in the body. So it does not come under the Triputi. What is the Triputi? Subject, object, and instrument. For transactions, most factors required are Karta, Karanam, and Karma. These are the most important factors required for any transaction. Karta, Karanam, instrument, and Karma. Now, the question is, Karma here refers to object, objective world. Now, the question is, whether should we accept Prana as separate principle at all? Since it does not play any prominent role as Karta or Karanam or Karma. Should we have to call it a separate principle at all? Because it doesn't take any other prominent roles. Should we accept Prana as a separate principle? Is Prana independent category, or you have to club it as one of the prominent factors as Karta, Karma, Karana? Should we accept Prana Tattvam as a separate category? So these are the questions. And some people want to include prana in some other tattvam without giving independent status. But we want to point out that it is a separate tattvam. We mean Siddhanti, we want to point out that prana is a separate tattvam. Should mukhya prana an independent category status or not? That is the question. And other systems of philosophy, what do they say? Independent status should not be given to prana. And we want to say, Siddhantin wants to say, prana has independent status. So this is the contradiction and the argument. So this is the essence of this adhikaranam consisting of 4 sutras. And since this adhikaranam comes under avirodha adhyaya, the second adhyaya, avirodha adhyaya, we have to present the 3 stages as usual, Purvapakshi, Ekadeshi, and Siddhantin. The Purvapakshi, he quotes 2 distinct Shruti Vakyams that are seemingly contradictory. One Vakyam says prana is not a separate tattvam at all. Do not count it. And another one says, indirectly, it says prana is a separate tattvam. Both are there in Shruti. Therefore, Shruti is apramanam is the argument of Purvapakshi as always. And what are the 2 Vakyas he has in mind? One Shruti Vakyam is from Aitareya Aranyaka. నాట్ వన్ ఆఫ్ ది 10 ఉపనిషత్స్ ఇస్ ఐతరేయ ఆరణ్యక. ఇట్ ఈస్ అవుట్ సైడ్ ఆఫ్ ఐతరేయ ఉపనిషత్ కమ్స్ అట్ ది ఎండ్ పోర్షన్ ఆఫ్ ఐతరేయ ఆరణ్యక. జనరలీ ది ఆర్డర్ ఆఫ్ ది వేద ఇస్ వాట్ ఐఎమ్ జస్ట్ ఓన్లీ రిఫ్రెషింగ్ సంహిత పోర్షన్ ఫస్ట్ దెన్ బ్రాహ్మణ పోర్షన్ ఆరణ్యక పోర్షన్ ఫాలోడ్ బై ది ఉపనిషత్ పోర్షన్ అండ్ సంహిత పోర్షన్ టాక్స్ అబౌట్ ది హిమ్స్ గ్లోరిఫయింగ్ వేరియస్ దేవతాస్ అండ్ అండ్ బ్రాహ్మణ పోర్షన్ మోస్ట్లీ కాన్సన్ట్రేట్స్ ఆన్ ద రిచువల్ పోర్షన్ కర్మకాండ ఆరణ్యక పోర్షన్ ఉపాసన ఉపాసనాకాండ పోర్షన్ అండ్ ఉపనిషత్ ఇస్ జ్ఞానం పోర్షన్ జ్ఞానకాండ ఫర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ తైత్రీయ సంహిత తైత్రీయ బ్రాహ్మణం తైత్రీయ ఆరణ్యకం తైత్రీయ ఉపనిషత్ సిమిలర్లీ ఐతరేయ బ్రాహ్మణం ఐతరేయ ఆరణ్యకం ఐతరేయ ఉపనిషత్ అండ్ వీసా ఐతరేయ ఉపనిషత్ యాజ్ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ అవర్ దశోపనిషత్ లెక్చర్స్ లాంగ్ ఎగో దేర్ ఆర్ దేర్ ద వెబ్సైట్ ఇఫ్ ఎనీబడీ వాంట్స్ టు సీ దాట్ సో దిస్ ఈస్ ద డిఫరెన్స్ అండ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఐతరేయ ఆరణ్యకం ఇన్ ది సెకండ్ చాప్టర్ 33rd మంత్ర ద మంత్ర సేస్ యహ ప్రాణ సహ వాయు దిస్ ఇస్ ద మంత్ర యహ ప్రాణ సహ వాయు ప్రాణ క్యాన్ బి ఇన్క్లూడెడ్ ఇన్ వాయు తత్వం విచ్ ఇస్ వన్ ఆఫ్ ది 5 ఎలిమెంట్స్ అండ్ సిన్స్ వీ హవ్ సెపరేట్లీ ఎన్యూమరేటెడ్ పంచభూతాన్ని ఆకాశ వాయు అగ్ని ఆపహ పృథివీ బికాస్ వాయు ఈస్ ఇన్క్లూడెడ్ ఇన్ దాట్ ప్రాణ నీడ్ నాట్ బి సెపరేట్లీ మెన్షన్డ్ దట్ ఇస్ దర్ ఆర్గ్యుమెంట్ అవుట్ సైడ్ వాయు ఈస్ కాల్డ్ వాయు అండ్ ఇన్సైడ్ వాయు ఈస్ కాల్డ్ అవుట్ సైడ్ మీన్స్ అవుట్ సైడ్ ద పర్సన్ ఇన్సైడ్ మీన్స్ ఇన్సైడ్ ద పర్సన్ ఇన్సైడ్ వాయు ఈస్ కాల్డ్ ప్రాణ అవుట్ సైడ్ వాయు ఈస్ కాల్డ్ ది ఎలిమెంట్ వాయు అండ్ ఎన్క్లోజ్డ్ వాయు ఈస్ ప్రాణ ఎన్క్లోజ్ ఇన్ ద బాడీ ఇన్ ద శరీరం దేర్ఫోర్ ప్రాణ నీడ్ నాట్ బి సెపరేట్లీ క్రౌంటెడ్ అట్ ఆల్ హూ సేస్ ది ఆరణ్యక ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ సేస్ అయితే వీ డోంట్ హావ్ టు గో టు ఏది ఏకదేశి పూర్వపక్షి ది ఆరణ్యక ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ సేస్ యహ ప్రాణ సహ వాయు అండ్ ఇన్ దిస్ అప్రోచ్ ప్రాణ ఈస్ ఇన్క్లూడెడ్ యాజ్ కర్మ కేటగరీ ది ఆబ్జెక్టివ్ యూనివర్స్ రెఫర్స్ టు కర్మ కేటగరీ హియర్ ఇట్ ఇస్ నాట్ ఏదర్ ప్రారంభ కర్మ సంజీవ కర్మ అని అర్థోస్ దిస్ రెఫర్స్ టు ఆబ్జెక్ట్ యూనివర్స్ సో వాయు ఈస్ ఇన్ ఆబ్జెక్టివ్ యూనివర్స్ దాట్ ఈస్ ద ప్రాణ దర్ఫర్ డూ నాట్ కౌంట్ ఇట్ సెపరేట్లీ దిస్ ఈస్ వన్ శృతి అండ్ ది అదర్ శృతి హీ కోట్స్ ఈస్ ది వెల్ నోన్ ముండక ఉపనిషత్ ఏ తస్మాత్ జాయతే ప్రాణ ది సెకండ్ ముండక ఫస్ట్ సెక్షన్ 3rd మంత్ర దిస్ వీ హావ్ సీన్ మెనీ టైమ్స్ హియర్ ప్రాణ సీమ్స్ టు బి టేకన్ యాజ్ అ సెపరేట్ తత్వం సెపరేట్ ప్రిన్సిపల్ సెపరేట్ కేటగరీ హౌ వాట్ ద మంత్ర సేస్ ఏ తస్మాత్ జాయతే ప్రాణ మన సర్వేంద్రియాణి చ ఖం వాయుర్జ్యోతిరాప పృథివీ విశ్వస్య ధారిణి సో ఇన్ ద సెకండ్ లైన్ ఆఫ్టర్ ఖం ఆకాశ ఖం మీన్స్ ఆకాశ ఆఫ్టర్ ఆకాశ నెక్స్ట్ ఇస్ గివన్ వాయు ఖం వాయు జ్యోతి ఆపహ పృథివీ సో ఇన్ ది ఫస్ట్ లైన్ ప్రాణ ఉత్పత్తి ఇస్ మెన్షన్డ్ ఏ తస్మాత్ జాయతే ప్రాణ ప్రాణ ఉత్పత్తి ఇస్ మెన్షన్డ్ ఇన్ ది ఫస్ట్ లైన్ అండ్ ఇన్ ది సెకండ్ లైన్ వాయు ఉత్పత్తి ఇస్ మెన్షన్డ్ and since both of them are separately enumerated in this law in this mantra they must be of separate category otherwise upanishad doesn't have to say them like this as two distinct things therefore prana is what tatvantaram that seems to be the mundaka upanishad approach so these two three shrutis are contradictory therefore the purvapakshi's conclusion is shruti is apramanam do not study shruti vedas Now we will go to the Ekadeshi Matam, who is Sankhya philosopher here. And he says, there is no contradiction in the Shruti. And you have to accept Prana is Tattvantaram based on the Mundaka Upanishad statement. And he says, Yaha Pranaha Saha Vayuhu is to be interpreted differently. Now what is Sankhya's philosophy's concept of Prana? There only he is going to differ from Siddhanti. In his concept he says prana is a separate tattvam all right but it is nothing but the name of the total function of the ekadasha karanani all look confusing please one has to be closely with me prana is a separate tattvam it's okay but it is nothing but the name of the total function of the 11 karanas 5 gyanendriyas 5 karmendriyas and antakarana So it refers not to the ekadasha karanas directly, but the ekadasha karanas have got a karana vyaparaha, karana vrittihi, karana pravrittihi, a function. the vyapara or function, that is called prana. So not the sense organs themselves, but their function, their vyapara is called prana. That is why while dealing with Sankhya Srishti, at that time, we said, did it elaborately at that time when we talked about Sankhya Srishti, if you remember, we talked about Prakriti, from Prakriti to Mahatattva. Prakriti or Pradhanam. In Sankhya language, Prakriti is called Pradhanam. So from Pradhanam to Mahatattvam, Mahat to Ahankara. Ahankara, it branches into three, namely Manaha, Dasha Indriyani. Actually, the Dasha Indriyani, in the 10 Indriyas, Prana was not said, and Pancha Sukshma Bhutas. So all these were included as three branches from Ahankara. And from the Sukshma Bhutas, we put the last branch, Pancha Stula Bhutani. This is how it was. And totally, Chatur Vimshati, 24 Tattvas were there. We already enumerated all of them. We even put some kind of, I don't know whether I put a chart, but we put it the way how this thing evolves. And prana is not separately mentioned out there. It is taken as the vyapara or function of the 11 indriyas. And since the function is different from the substance, it can be taken as a separate tattvam. Semi-tattvam is his justification. Therefore, Ekadeshi says it is tattvantara. In what form? Ekadasha karananam vyapara rupena tattvantara. As the function of the 11 organs, not the organs themselves. So in Sankhya Srishti, even though in the 24 tattvas, prana is not included, here he says that prana should be taken as separate tattvam in the sense it is vyapara of the karanas. Karana vyapara rupa prithak tattvatvena, it should be taken, it should be accepted, is the Ekadeshi madam. Here Ekadeshi is Sankhya. Now let us ask the question to Sankhya. If you take prana as a separate tattvam, how will you account for the Aitreya Aranyaka Shruti, where it said, Yo vai pranaha saha vayuho. Prana is vayu itself, it says. And for the Sankhya philosopher answers, their vayu should not be taken as a regular vayu tattvam, but it is represented, it is called chalanatmakam karma. The chalanatmaka tattvam, the very word vayu is derived from the root va, vati. Constantly it is in motion. Iti vayuho. Therefore, yovai pranaha saha vayuho means pranaha, prana vyapara rupaham, karma rupaham, pravritti rupaham. And it is the pravritti of what? Ekadasha karananam pravrittihi eva. The pravritti, the function of the 11 karanas. This is Ekadeshi mata. And Siddhanti now would say, prana is neither vayu, it should not come under the vayu tattvam. And it should not come under Indriya Vapara also, function of the Indriya sense organ also, but it should be taken as a separate principle other than Vayu and Indriya Kriya. Not Indriyas, Indriya Kriya. Neither Vayu nor Indriya Kriya. It is a separate tattvam, that is Siddhanti's contention. He has to prove it. And this is the essence of the Sadhikaran. Now let us do the general analysis of this sutra. The introduction tells the actual context of this particular sutra, this adhikaranam here. It's very clear in this sutra, na vayu kriye. Here Vyasacharya says that prana is neither vayu tattvam, that vayu tattvam part of karma, nor it is vyaparaha, the kriya activity, a part of karma, karana. So not of karma, it's not karma, karana. So it is either of. So it is neither. So it is neither part of karma nor part of karma. Karma refers, as I told you, object universe. So it is a separate tattva. So why do we consider it as a separate tattvam? Because it is separately enumerated in the Mundaka Shruti. This is the general analysis. Now let us go to the word analysis. The running meaning is there are three words here: na, vayu kriye, prithak upadeshat. These are the three words. Prithakupadesha is a compound, Vayukriya, and also na. Vayukriya means the primary prana or the mukhya prana, primary prana or mukhya prana, secondary prana as the figurative one, is neither vayu nor the function of sense organs. So vayu or function of sense organs, na, it is not. neither of them. Prithak upadesha, because it has been mentioned separately in the Shruti. Now let us come to the significance of the words. Na means not. And what is not? We have to supply mukhya prana. Primary prana is not. Okay, primary prana is not means what not? Vayu kriye, the vayu tattvam. Primary prana is not vayu tattvam. One of the five elements. Nor is it kriye, the function of the sense organs. Vayu tattvam, vayu kriye is two things, vayu and kriye. So vayutvam is one of the five elements. It is not vayu tattvam. It is not kriye, the function of the sense organs also. So kriya means karana or indriya vyaparaha, the function. So vayu kriya is actually here dvandva samasa, vayuscha kriyacha. So vayu kriya means it is akaranda strilinga prathama dvivachanam. So anyway, I don't want to go into grammar. Saptami. So then what is the reason? Prithak. Prithak means distinctly, separately. It is not a saptami bhakti here. So it is the prathama dvivachanam and akaranda strilinga. It's a dvandva samasa. So prithak, so both kriya and also in the vayu and kriya both. So prithak means distinctly, separately. And upadeshaha, refers to the Vedic statement that occurs in the Vedic statement, that Upanishad. Therefore, prithak upadesha means distinct Vedic statement is there, which is the Mundaka Shruti, second Mundaka, first section, third mantra that we read. Pranaha jayate, tasmat jayate pranaha. The distinct being pranaha jayate, vayu jayate. It's born. Since prana is distinctly said, we have to accept it as a separate tattva. Then Shankaracharya makes it clear. If prana tattvam is vayu itself, prana need not be mentioned separately. We mentioned this earlier also. Suppose it is the Sankhya approach. That is, if prana is the function of the sense organs, then Shankaracharya argues, if prana is function of sense organs, once Upanishad talks about origination of sense organs, it need not talk of origination of function of sense organs. I hope you are with me. If prana is a function of sense organs, once Upanishad talks about origin of sense organs, it need not talk about origination of function of sense organs. To clarify, in that yetasmat jayate pranaha, the second quarter says, manaha sarva indriyani cha. Sense organs are born out of Brahman, manas, the indriyas and all that. And then pranaha is said in the first quarter of the same mantra. So Shankaracharya says, you say prana is the function of sense organs. And if the Shruti talks about the origination of the sense organs, it need not talk about the function of the sense organs separately. When you talk about sense organs, function is included in them. You don't have to say that, for example, our teacher has come with speaking power. Otherwise, I cannot teach. For example, when you say someone comes, whatever function belongs to him or her, the function is not separately existent. Utpatti of indriyam is utpatti of indriya vyaparaha. If prana is indriya vyapara, it is utpatti. Its utpatti need not be separately mentioned. But since prana utpatti is separately mentioned, it is not indriya vyapara. It's a function of indriyas. So yadi pranaha indriya vyapara rupaha bhavati tarhi indriya utpattehe pritak prana utpattihi na vaktavya bhavati. You don't have to say separately the function of the organ. This is argument one. And there is another argument also. If prana is the function of sense organs, then what happens? During sushupti, what will happen? All the organs, they dissolve. Jnanendriyas, the karmendriyas, mind, the emotions, memory, discriminative faculty, even ahankara, nothing functions in sushupti. Thus, all the ekadasha karanams, they are all dissolved in sleep. And if karana vyapara is prana, what will happen? During sleep, when the karanam resolves, pranam will also resolve, it will go out. That means what? Sleep will be equal to maranam, when prana goes out. But we find, even when all the karanams resolve, thank God, prana agnaya evam etaspin pure jagrati. So prana agnaya evam, only the prana agni alone is there in this body. In Prashnopanishad, it was said that prana agni jagrati, it functions when everything is resolved. And therefore, prana must be a separate function only, which is awake during sushupti when the karanas are all dissolved. And then the third argument Shankaracharya gives is based on the Sankhya special theory of prana. And Sankhya, he defines prana as sensory function or activity. And what type of sensory function? He says all the sense organs, that is the Ekadasha Karanani, the 11 sense organs, they have got twofold functions. Just as an aside point, not very much required though, but so sense organs have twofold functions. One is an independent function of each organ, and the other is the cumulative function of all the organs together. So one is a Vyashti function, Vyashti Vyaparaha, and another one is Samashti Vyaparaha. For example, many people are, let us say, doing road work, to lay a road or whatever. And each has got distinct function, each worker. Suppose on the road, some car stops in the middle of the road. Then all the people, all the five workers, let us say, they drop their individual functions and come to push the car out. Now, pushing of the car is not done by one person. One person cannot function. Maybe a car is heavy, he cannot push. And when all the five cumulatively to do the work, then only the car will move. Not only all of them should push, there is also another condition. They all must function in an unidirectional function. They have to all push the car in one direction only. So we have got now twofold activities. One is Vyashti activity, another is Samashti activity. Samashti is unidirectional, Vyashti is multidirectional. And in Sankhya's example, what happens? He gives Panjara Chalana Kriya. That is what he gives. This Panjara means a net. Imagine there are many birds, they are stuck in a net or a light cage, whatever you can think of, Panjara. And each bird has got a separate function. One bird may be eating, one may be doing some other job, all kinds of things. Imagine. And all the birds together decided to carry the net and fly. There's a story also like that. In Panchatantra and all that. So one bird cannot do that. But if all the birds cumulatively function to carry the net and fly, that function is called Panjara Chalana Kriya. And it is a function of not a single bird, but it is the cumulative function of all the birds, unidirectionally. Similarly, why can't we assume Ekadasha Karanani, all the 11 Karanas, they have got independent function, each one, but all the Karanams have got a cumulative function also. And what is that cumulative function? Sustaining the body. Sharira Dharana Kriya. Not seeing, hearing, the independent functions. This is the total Shariram. All seeing, hearing and all that thing is independent functions. So if this is said, then we do not have to accept a separate prana tattva. Prana is what? Is the cumulative function of Ekadasha Indriyani. It is the cumulative function of all the 11 Indriyas. This is Sankhya's approach. For this Shankaracharya, he answers, first of all, if the cumulative activity of the Karanams has to be taken as prana tattvam, then there must be some pramanam to prove the separate unidirectional function of the Karanas. There should be some pramanam should be there. You cannot just assume. In the case of man pushing the car, I have got a pratyaksha pramanam to see that they are doing a common function. Also in the case of the birds, we can see their cumulative unidirectional function. But how can you show the jnanendriyas having unidirectional function, and we have no pramanam to show this unidirectional function at all? Therefore, the main argument is what? Pramana abhavat. There is no pramana. Then there is another argument also. In fact, this is more important. If you take prana as the common function of all the karanams become the substance and function becomes an attribute or adjective, a dharma. Because the activity rests in the substance. Activity comes and goes. Like for example, a car coming or I am speaking. Speaking is an activity which arises in me and resolves in me. Whereas I, the actor or the subject, continuously I exist. But the function comes and goes. Therefore, what are substance and property? Function is a property and organ or karanam is a substance. Therefore, if prana means function of karanams, who depends on what is our question. function depends upon substance, or substance depends upon function. For example, speech depends on me, or I don't depend on speech, actually, right? Now, we have to understand the argument carefully here. If prana is only a function of the karanam, prana becomes an attribute depending on the karanam. If prana is only a function of the karanam, prana becomes an attribute depending on the karanam. Therefore, who is dependent on whom now? Prana depends upon the karanam according to Sankhya philosophy. We should not lose track of it. These are all Sankhya's arguments. Therefore, which will be mukhyam and which will be gaunam? Our question is to Sankhya, which is mukhyam and which is gaunam? Every indriya will become mukhya prana. And this prana will become gauna prana. This other prana will become gauna prana. Because according to Sankhya, this prana is only an activity of the substance called karana. He defines prana as only the activity of the karanams, not the karanam itself. I told you in the beginning, not the karanam itself, but the function of the karanam, karana vyapara only. Therefore, who will be shreshtaha? The karanams will become shreshtaha. And Shankaracharya argues, on the other hand, we find in the Upanishads the story of each sense organ, Prashna Upanishad. We already saw the story earlier. All the sense organs, each one of them decided to go out for 1 year without any significant effect. For example, the eyes go out. This person survives as a blind person. Nothing went, everything is fine. Ears go out. He behaves like a deaf person, as a deaf person, dumb person. Nothing happens to him. He is still alive and kicking. When he is a deaf person, he was even happier because he didn't listen to anybody scolding him. Whereas when prana is about to go out, all the sense organs are all pulled along. And all sense organs, what did they do ultimately? They did namaskaram to prana. Because originally their quarrel was what? To find out who is superior. And all sense organs realized without prana, none of them can function. So there is a prana stuti also in Prashna Upanishad. And from this, what is clear? Sense organs depend upon prana, and prana is not depend upon sense organs. Prana does not depend upon sense organs. Whereas in the Sankhya philosophy, what will happen? Prana being only an activity of the sense organs, prana will depend upon sense organs for its very existence. Therefore, according to Sankhya philosophy, sense organs are mukhya, and prana becomes amukhya. Whereas Veda says, prana is mukhya and sense organs are amukhya. Therefore, Sankhya theory is incorrect. Therefore, na vayu kriye prithak upadesha. That is the sutra. Now let us go to the next sutra. Chakshuradivattu tat sahasishtya dibhyaham. Chakshuradivattu tat saham shishtyadibhyah. Shishtyadibhyah. 10th sutra, 4th pada, 2nd chapter, 279th running Brahma Sutra. The characteristics of prana is continued here. First, let us do the general analysis of this sutra. So, in the previous sutra, we established that prana is not vayu, one of the 5 elements. Prana is not also the ekadasha karanam, one of 11 sense organs. We also said that it is not karana vyapara, function of a sense organ also, not function of any karanas. It is not element, 5 elements, panjabhutas. It is not karanam, it is not karana function. And at the same time, we gave a separate tattvam status to that also. So now a doubt may come. If it is not an external world of object, that is karma. Karma refers to external world of object, as I mentioned earlier. If it is not karanam also, it is not karana vyapara also, function also, but if it is a separate tattvam also, then if it is neither karana nor karma and a separate tattvam, by parisesha nyayena, in the triputi, only principle will remain? Only karta will remain. Parisesha nyayana, because you negate all other things, only this is the only thing that will remain. Then prana must be karta. Then one may have a doubt. How prana can be a karta? For this, Vyasacharya makes it very clear that it does not come under karta also. Why it is not karta? ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ కర్త బికాస్ కర్త ఇస్ వాట్ స్వతంత్ర చేతన వస్తు ఇట్ ఈస్ ఇండిపెండెంట్ స్వతంత్ర విత్ అ విల్ అండ్ సెన్షియంట్ ఆల్సో చేతన చేతన వస్తు ఇట్ ఈస్ సో ప్రాణ ఈస్ నెయిదర్ స్వతంత్ర ఇట్స్ నాట్ ఇండిపెండెంట్ దట్ ఈస్ వై ఇన్ సుషుప్తి ప్రాణ ఈస్ దేర్ బట్ ఇట్ డజన్ హ్యావ్ ఫ్రీ విల్ అండ్ ఇట్స్ నాట్ ఎస్ నాట్ అ చేతన తత్వం ఆల్సో సెన్షియన్ ప్రిన్సిపల్ ఆల్సో ప్రాణ ఈస్ అచేతన తత్వం ఓన్లీ అండ్ దేర్ ఫోర్ ఇట్ డస్ నాట్ కమ్ అండర్ కర్త కర్త షుడ్ బి ఎ సెన్షియన్ పర్సన్ సో ఇఫ్ ప్రాణ వర్ కర్త ఇట్ వుడ్ హ్యావ్ అ విల్ పవర్ ఆఫ్ ఇట్స్ ఓన్ because a karta will have his will power of its own in the sutra in this sutra vyasacharya will say it is paratantra does not have a will of its own that means for all practical purposes it is like a karana like the word karanam iva it's like a karana but it is not a karana like a karana means it is not swatantra like karta but it is not karanam also because we have not included in the 11 karanams in the list that we enumerated earlier so it is not a karta with free will also this that means it's a peculiar principle this prana should be then the fundamental doubt is what why prana at all why should you worry about this prana at all we don't have to have it then it is vyartham prana tattvam is a vyartha tattvam And Vyasacharya says, do not say it is vyartham. We are all having the classes because of prana. Therefore, prana enjoys a unique status other than karta, karma, karanam, which Vyasacharya is going to establish. So it has a peculiar, unique status. It is not karta, it is not karma, it is not karana. And as we said, the main purpose of this Vayukriya Adhikaranam is mukhya prana sankhya, the number of pranas that is the discussion here in this particular adhikaranam and the answer will be given actually in sutra number 12 only the actually we will give it right now the answer is mukhya prana is only one but we can count it as five prana apana vyana udana samana they are only five different functions of the same prana while mukhya prana is only one like the antakarana is only one but it has four functions mind buddhi chitta ahankara now let us discuss what exactly is the mukhya prana means what the final conclusion of this discussion we will see first so that at least we know where we are going vyasacharya not only will give our definition of mukhya prana incidentally he also negates the suggestions given by other systems also He not only gives the definition of mukhya prana, he also negates other systems. And each system of philosophy has its own approach towards prana. Even though prana is common to all, prana is, the tattvam is common to everyone. But the definition of prana is not common to all. Different systems have different opinions about prana. Then what is Vedantic opinion of prana? What is Siddhantin's view? Prana is the life supporting system whose function is maintenance of infrastructure of the whole body which is the office premises if you want to the whole body you can call it as office premises and then the prana's function is maintenance of this office premises and all instruments of transactions maintenance of all of them maintaining infrastructure consists of two things one is the maintenance of the physical body as well as the 11 instruments of transactions the gauna pranas the various sense organs that is the function of mukhya prana mukhya prana's function is this maintenance of the physical body and the 11 instruments of transactions gauna pranas so these instruments of transaction they are available in which office the physical body office And this maintenance of infrastructure should continue from when? Right from conception up to the death of the individual. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 30 days a month, 365 days a year. As long as the person lives. So the maintenance system should function without fail. Failure means what? Death. So only when the infrastructure is maintained by the Mukhya Prana, all the transactions can take place. And all transactions involve what? The Triputi. Triputi, the transacting Karta, the transacting Ekadasha Karanams, the 11 Karanams, are the Gauna Pranas, and the transaction objects of the world. They are all involved. And this is possible only when Mukhya Prana maintains this infrastructure. And these transactions are many and varied also. Because Ekadasha Karanams are there, hearing, smelling, writing, all that thing, speaking, they are all transactions. Therefore, transactions are many and varied. And not only that, there is also a temporary resolution of transactions. When? In Sushupti Avastha and the sleep state. And when the transactions are resolved, there is a temporary resolution of the Triputi also. Transacting Karta, transacting Gauna Pranas, and transaction objective world, they are all temporarily resolved. And even when the transactions, the Triputi is resolved, the maintenance of the infrastructure, which is the job of Mukhya Prana, that should continue. Even when the Gauna Pranas are all dissolved, they are all taking rest in Sushupti, but Prana cannot take rest, it should maintain. Maintenance function is different from transaction. Maintenance function is not one of the transactions. Very important to understand. Maintenance function is different from transaction. Maintenance function is not one of the transactions because transactions can resolve. Transacting Triputi can resolve, but maintenance function will have to continue. If not, what will happen? During sleep, when the transactions and the Triputi, when they resolve, suppose the maintenance function also resolves, what will happen? The other people's transactions will begin. What will they do? All the people around, they will get busy to call the priest to do the final rites, cremating him. He'll be dead. Therefore, the main thing we have to notice, Gauna Prana is associated with the transactions and Mukhya Prana is associated with maintenance of the infrastructure, namely the physical body and the sense organs. Using the infrastructure and maintaining the infrastructure are different. Karta uses the Karana and Prana maintains the Karana. Karta uses the Karana and Prana maintains the Karana. Karta contacts the world and it is called karma. Prana does not contact the world. Therefore, Prana also has got connection with Karanam and Karta also has got connection with Karanam. And the difference between them is what? Karta uses the Karanam and through Karanam contacts the world, which is called karma. Whereas Prana does not use the Karanam, Prana only maintains the Karanam. Therefore, Vyasacharya wants to establish what? Prana is different from Triputi, Karta, Karanam, Karma. And therefore, Prana does not transact at all. Still, because of Prana alone, all transactions are possible. And we prove that Prana is different from Triputi and different from Triputi transactions also. And we prove that in Sushupti, in deep sleep, Prana does not resolve, although Triputi and Triputi transactions, they all resolve. Thank God, Prana does not resolve. This is the Vedantic approach. Whereas the other systems of philosophy, they commit mistakes. What kind of mistakes they commit? Some of them he refers to actually in the Bhashya. One mistake is when they take Prana as Vayu, then Vayu becomes one of the Triputi. It becomes part of the objective world, karma. Part of the objective means karma. Because to transaction karma, no, I already mentioned. So karma is not agami karma or prarabdha karma. Karma refers to the objective part of the world. So the Sankhya philosophers, they commit another mistake also. Namely, they say Mukhya Prana is nothing but the transactions done by the Gauna Prana. What Sankhya philosopher says? Mukhya Prana is nothing but the transactions done by the Gaunaprana. They are not Gaunaprana itself. They are transactions done by the Gaunaprana. It is not Gaunaprana itself. But it is the Vyaparaha, the activity done by the Gaunapranas, the 11 Karnas. And Vyasacharya says that Mukhya Prana is neither Gaunaprana nor is it the transaction of Gaunaprana. That is why the name of this Adhikaranam is Na Vayu Kriye. Mukhya Prana is not the activity of the Gaunaprana. And the final mistake possible is Mukhya Prana can be taken as Karta. That's what we said. Because Parsesha Nyayana, that's what we said at the time. And Vyasacharya says, maintaining a company or a corporation is different from transacting a company. Transacting company may stop transactions, but the maintaining company will continue the maintenance. Transacting company, they can close the business, but maintaining company has to maintain that building or wherever it is. So the karta, the jivaha, will suspend the transaction in sushupti. And even when karta jivaha suspends the transaction, the triputi, the transactions, they are all gone, but prana continues to maintain the infrastructure of the 11 gauna pranas, although they have suspended the transactions in sushupti. Here we are told of the story in the Prashna Upanishad. We have mentioned it earlier also. That is proved how the sense organs are dependent on prana. So prana agnaya eva yetaspin pure jagrati. I already mentioned this earlier. So the jiva suspends all transactions, na pashyati, na shrunoti, na ramate, all those things. They are all there in the mantra. So we have seen that thing at that time in Prashna Upanishad, where all the 11 gauna pranas are dissolved. 5 jnanendriyas, 5 karmendriyas, 4 antakaranani. The emotional mind is gone, rational thinking is gone, maybe it is gone even while awake. Memory is gone, ahankara is gone, aham, 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 it's gone. So all 4 functions are resolved. And karta, the jiva, is resolved. Then mukhya prana alone continues. Not transaction. But what? Yetad bhanam avashtabhyam jidharayamim yetad shariram avashtabhyam jidharayam jidharayam. So when the maintaining function of prana is about to stop, the sense organs began to weaken and they realized and started chanting praise of prana without which they cannot function in the Prashna Upanishad story. Therefore, Mukhya Prana is a unique system, life supporting system. We are all alive because of the inbuilt life saving system in the form of prana provided by the Lord himself. In the 9th sutra, Vyasacharya has established that the Mukhya Prana is neither the object of transaction, nor the Vyapara, nor instrument, nor function of the instrument. Therefore, Karma is rejected, Karanam is rejected, then Karana Vyapara is rejected. What is left out? Karta alone is left out. Therefore, in the 10th sutra, Vyasa says the Mukhya Prana is not the Karta or Jivaha also, because Karta resolves during sleep. Karta with free will resolves in sleep. While Mukhya Prana does not resolve, Karta with the free will resolves. And if free will belongs to Mukhya Prana, what will happen? In sleep also, since Mukhya Prana is there, we will have free will. In sleep also. So if you are going to reject free will in Jagrat, if somebody wants to do free will, restrict free will in Jagrat, okay, we have nothing to say to them. Because free will is given to you to help in life. But if people want to reject free will in Jagrat Avastha itself, we have nothing to say. In our tradition, actually, it's a side topic. It is said that rejecting free will is a papam. Because free will is a gift of God to help us deal with situations and plan for situations and all. So it is said rejecting the free will is a papam in our script, in our tradition. There is a book called actually Yoga Vasishta, which has several chapters dedicated to establish that free will is there and you have to accept. And it also says it is mahapapam to reject free will. Assuming that we are all Vaidika people, there is free will in Jagrat Avastha. In Sushupti, we don't have free will. That means what? The free-willed karta is there in Jagrat Avastha, and that karta is resolved in sushupti avastha. And who is maintaining the body? Not the karta with free will, but the mukhya prana. The mukhya prana only maintains the body, which is not the locus of free will also. The prana is not the locus of free will. That alone keeps the body alive. Actually, Swamiji makes this argument, but Vyasacharya gives a Shastra-based argument in this sutra to establish mukhya prana is not the karta jivaha. Mukhya prana is not the karta jivaha. He says here that whenever mukhya prana is enumerated in the Shastra, it is called enumeration argument. In Shastra, there are many arguments. It is listed along with the other 11 instruments called Gauna Prana. So whenever Mukhya Prana is enumerated in the Shastra, it is listed along with the other 11 instruments called Gauna Prana. So Gauna Prana is instruments, and instruments are not Karta. And therefore, since Mukhya Prana goes along with Karanam, Vyasacharya says Mukhya Prana is also similar to Karanam. Because it also goes with Karanam, it is also similar to Karanam. How? In being different from Karta. Because both of them are different from the Karta. Gauna Prana is also different from Karta. And Mukhya Prana is also different from Karta. So because of that difference, in the being different from Karta, both are similar. So Karanaihi Saha Paditatvatem Karana Samanaha Natu Karanam itself. It is not a Karta. This is our conclusion. So Karanas have got transacting function, and Mukhya Prana also has got the maintenance function, but both are different from Karta. This is the argument of this sutra. And then the word analysis, maybe I will postpone it for next week, for the word analysis of this sutra. Yo veda dausvara prokto vedante cha pratishtitaha tasya prakritilinasya parasamaheshwarah. Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamadachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om. Shri Krishna. Namaste.